Grant headed the local abolitionist society, denouncing slavery as the blot which stains our government. During his Maysville stay, Jesse beheld the corrupting effects of slavery and later chided his Kentucky and Virginia relatives for depending too much on slave labor to be trained in self-reliance. The depth of his anti-slavery convictions prompted him to leave Kentucky when his apprenticeship expired. I would not own slaves, and I would not live where there were slaves and not own them. His next job came in an Ohio tannery owned by Owen Brown, father of militant abolitionist John Brown. Jesse resided in the Brown household and came to admire John's purity of character and physical courage, but later faulted him for being a fanatic and extremist in whatever he advocated. After hanging out the shingle for his own tannery in Ravenna, Ohio, Jesse contracted a debilitating fever and ague that forced him to discontinue business briefly before going to work at the Point Pleasant tannery. Full of vim and drive, Jesse searched for a worthy partner and found her in the pious, frugal Hannah Simpson, who was almost 5 years his junior when they married in June 1821. She had grown up outside Philadelphia, the third child of John Simpson, a farmer.